You're listening to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS as we talk Twin Cedars football right now with head coach Aaron Allspaugh. The Sabres on the wrong end last night of a 73-28 loss at HLV. And coaches, we welcome you into the program. A tough team. We knew that going in. HLV, a very, very good squad. They sit atop your district, and we knew this would be a tough one. And this was a very, very good team. So what did you see out of last night's game, even some of the positives that came out of a lopsided loss?
Well, I guess some of the positives were, you know, we had 20 points at halftime. You know, we were able to move the ball at times offensively. It's just, you know, they were just a very physical team, and were kind of able to handle us off the line of scrimmage and get downfield and, able to run the ball very efficiently on us. And as for positives, I guess, you know, getting 20 points at half was a positive for us, one of those scores was a defensive interception that we ran back for a touchdown. So that was a positive, but we know that, you know, there's a lot we need to do to improve. And we weren't ready for a team like that with that physicality. We hadn't seen a team like that all year, and it was kind of threw us off guard.
Coach Allspaugh, unfortunately, this Sabres team, you took a pretty good pop right away just in the first quarter as HLV was able to get out to a solid lead. How big of an impact do you think that first quarter had on the overall game?
I think it did a lot. We found out what they were made of right away. And our kids didn't ever really quit. It was just a matter of, you know, once the team gets down and we lost Brent Parker, our quarterback, in the first half. It's just kind of hard to find some momentum and just little things to get momentum. We did that a little bit, but we just didn't get enough of it. And, if we'd have a drive, we'd have a fumble or an interception or something like that to kind of take the wind out of our sails. And you can't do that against really good teams, and they're a really good team, and that's what happened last night.
You and I just talked a little bit about the positives from the game. I wanted to ask you just about the interactions with the players. I know a loss like this can be kind of hard on them emotionally and bruise the ego a little bit. Are there things that you as coaching staff do to kind of help maybe take away some of the sting from this while at the same time letting them know that they've got work to do?
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, we came off of winning two games kind of on a high, and you know, obviously last night was a letdown, but we talked to our kids saying, hey, we still have three more games, and if we win these next three games, we have a good shot at making the playoffs. So we can't, just hang our heads now and give up for the year. You know, we know that there's three games that if we come to play, we have a chance to win. But at the same time, you know, last night kind of showed us that, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done still with our football team. And, just kind of down to the basic things like how important every little block is and, getting off blocks, getting to the second level and things like that. And, we'll watch film and we know that we got some work to do, but, we kind of feel like that was probably the best team we've played all year. And, these next three games, if we come to play, then maybe we'll have a shot.
Well, Coach Allspaugh, speaking of the upcoming games, let's go ahead and look on the schedule for Twin Cedars here. Your next contest, as you kind of get ready to just continue this season moving forward, like you said, a game that hopefully you can come back and bounce back with, a game against Seymour. You're at home, which is helpful, and Seymour has had some struggles this season too, so maybe those two opportunities kind of converging all at once to be a good chance for your team to get back on the right track.
Yeah, for some reason we're not so good on the road, and we're pretty good at home, and fortunately, you know, two of our next three games are at home, and we're always pretty amped up. And next week we have Seymour, and if we can get by that one, we have a bye week to kind of have some more preparation time and some recovery time. And then, you know, two big ones against Moravia and Tri-County to finish out. And we just got to keep believing and not let this loss affect our team. We just got to keep going forward.
I know Seymour, a team and a program that you're familiar with, and even if you haven't had time to look at them a lot in preparation for next week, I'm sure you have a few things that you already expect from the Warriors. What can fans expect to see, and how do you start to prepare your team for that?
Well, we actually played them in JV this week, and they played hard. And, I know last year they liked to air it out a lot. I don't know if they do it so much this year, but, you know, I think that they're going to, you know, they got a win this week, and so, you know, they're going to be ready to, you know, look for another one, and they're going to probably pull out a lot of tricks out of the bag to try to get a win. But we just got to play our game and, you know, just be physically ready to go and play solid defense and just kind of go from there.
All right. Well, Coach Allspaw, one final question. We'll let you get out of here. I know you're going to be watching the Hawkeyes play today in Iowa City. Any predictions on the game?
Yeah, I'm there right now. We're just getting ready to head to the stadium. I can't give you a score, but I hope the Hawks come away with a W. They should.
Sounds good enough. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Want to wish you the best of luck going forward, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Again, Twin Cedars head football coach Aaron Allspaw. You're listening to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.